Hey friends, this is Terry with the Women of Wine Country Show, a podcast for women where we discuss women, wine, business, family, friendships, and all the things that go into good living. Welcome and let's get started. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to the podcast. I am your host, T. Wells Brown, and you are listening to the Women of Wine Country. I am the author of this Women of Wine Country series with the sixth book in the series out today. Now, this wasn't supposed to happen today. It was supposed to happen on the 10th, but I left the zero off. So it's on the 1st, December 1st. It's appropriate. It's a Christmas book, but it also got me thinking about how sometimes energy, when you're spread too thin, your energy doesn't go where it's supposed to go. You think you're able to get it right and you're not. But I live a typo life. I do a lot of things wrong. I make a lot of mistakes. And so I've learned to just pivot, not get too upset about things, and move forward and make the best of it. So it's been a real journey since the last time I saw you guys or talked to you guys. We had a big writers conference in Las Vegas. It was the 20 books to 50K. It's annual. They have smaller, conferences, 20 books conferences all over the world. So they have one in Scotland. They have one in UK. I think they're having one in Finland. I could be wrong about that. In Australia, just a lot of different places. But the Vegas one is the flagship. It's the biggest one. It's over, 2,000 people come together with the biggest names in the indie writing world, along with some very big traditional names. Mark Cameron was there, who writes Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan series. And so just a lot of great people there. So much to learn. Well, we went there and everything's rolling along. It was busy. We like to be a part of things and take care of things. And so Don's got his role. Brandon has his role, my youngest son. And then I just basically play gopher for everybody. I run and run and run and try to keep everybody hydrated and with food and, do the things that need to be done. But while I was there, I ended up going upstairs and to the room. I had to send out a newsletter, and I had to, I think there was a board situation that I had to be a part of. So I had gone upstairs to deal with that. And I needed to kind of decompress because we had been running since we got there. And I started watching Kate Pickford on the Facebook group that was dedicated to our conference, because they have a virtual attendee as well, where they stream live the videos of the people that are presenting so that you have another option if you can't fly to Vegas, from wherever you are in the world, but you can watch that way. So I was upstairs watching the videos. Kate Pickford couldn't find a dog sitter for one of her rescue pups, so she wasn't able to make her presentation. So she started uploading into the group, which was amazing. It was exactly what I needed at exactly the right moment. Because you guys know I'm in the season of leveling up. I've talked a lot about that. I talked a lot about leveling up personally, leveling up health-wise, financially, just quality of life in general. And so I feel like I'm wide open to receive the messages when I'm supposed to, right? That help me on this journey, because this is the journey I'm on. So I've opened that awareness since I am in a season of leveling up. I've opened up that awareness. So I kind of have learned to roll with it, and this is serving me well. So I'm upstairs listening to Kate Pickford. She's going to do a course on the Unputdownable book, her Unputdownable book, How to Make Your Book Unputdownable. And she decides to do a story or a segment, several videos on abundance and mind manifesting abundance. So I was like, huh. And I start watching her, and everything she's saying makes perfect sense. And there's a couple of phrases that she says that are her voices that were put in her head when she was very young, a saying that resonated with me because it was the same thing that I had been told when I was young. You know, I'm not going to say exactly what it was because I don't know how many of my family listened to this or, you know, what this would hurt them. So it was just a few key sentences that were said to me by some of the older females in my family, my mother, my grandmother, my aunts. And it wasn't ever meant to be disparaging, but it was. And I received it in a manner to where it was limiting. It limited me. I was a limited individual, how I received what they were saying. It made me feel that I was not good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't enough anything, right? I would always be lacking, which also makes me think, isn't that funny that I am such a klutz and I make so many mistakes? Am I just living out what I grew up being told? Like, is my type O life self-manifested because that's what I grew up being told and I took it in so completely? Who knows? Here I am at 57, still struggling with all of this. Anyway, so I had this epiphany that this voice still goes in my head. I never think I'm good enough. I never think I'm deserving enough. I never think that I deserve the things that are given to me. And it's one of the reasons why I give so much of myself away to my community. It's a way for me to compensate not being good enough. If I can do things for other people, then I have value. And I can make up for the fact that I'm not doing a good enough job. So I give and give and give and give and give of myself to the point where I'm sick all the time. I'm not able to get to my things. It's caused a lot of problems in my personal life, quite frankly, and my business life and my husband's business life, because the whole family has kind of picked that up. Well, my husband, myself, and my youngest son, Brandon. So anyway, I have this epiphany and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then she said a few things and I realize I'm manifesting my own abundance or not, up to me. And it really resonated. So I made a decision in that moment, laying in that hotel room, watching these videos while 2,000 of my best friends were downstairs learning about how to write and market their books. I was learning how I was holding myself back. And so I made the decision then and there to resign from my boards and resign from anything that does not move me forward in one of the ways that I am leveling up. Now, I have been a community activist for 20 years, my husband even longer, and we have given and given and given to our community. We love our community. We're not angry at our community. We still love our community, but plenty of other people can step up and take over the things that we were doing. We're getting older. We have to watch our energy level and where our energy goes. We do not have endless amounts of energy anymore. And so this was quite an epiphany for me. And once I made that decision, it was like the weight of the world was lifted. Now, my husband and I agreed that I shouldn't call or, you know, email and resign while we were at Vegas because then I would get inundated with emails. So we waited until we were on the way home. And I did it. We came home with the worst convention crud. I'm telling you, I have been sick for the whole 2 weeks I've been home. I am just now getting to a point where I can, you know, get some work done and my energy level allows me bursts of activity, right? So with us coming home that sick, I went ahead, even sick, and wrote the emails out and got them out. And then I have just been conserving my energy, not taking on anything. I have one more big event on the 10th. I have the Wine Country Christmas downtown. It's the big event I do every year. This is the last year I'm doing it. And wow, it is such a relief to say that. I had no idea how much pressure I was putting on myself. And now I get to focus on my business. I get to focus on my writing. I get to focus on leveling that up. I get to focus on my energy and where I'm placing my energy. I get to focus on my health and being healthy and being the best quality version of me that I can be. So sometimes, in order to level up and move yourself forward, you've got to be willing to take a step back or let go. Sometimes the only way to move forward or move up in whatever thing you're working on is to let some stuff go and step away from some other things. You almost need to think of it as making room for the new things that are going to get you where you want to go. If there's no space for the new stuff that's going to get you where you want to go and you're leveling up, what are you going to do? You're going to stay stuck. So make room. Let go. It may feel like you're taking a step back, but once you do it, I have a feeling you're going to be so pleasantly surprised. And also, I want to just say that saying over and over, I'm in a season of leveling up, has really been quite the mindset change for me, because it's allowed me to see opportunity to level up in the most obscure places. I mean, I'm in Vegas. I should be downstairs going to the presentations that I've paid this money to go to, but instead I'm upstairs taking a moment. But it was the perfect time for me to be open enough to watch Kate and her abundance mindset. And it was her not being able to get to the conference that made her even decide to do that, because people were talking so much in the group about being on a limited budget in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is expensive. It was a tough week. But she said something that really resonated with me, is she said, you're setting yourselves up to be shoestring writers. You'll always live on a shoestring if that's how you set yourself up. And wow, that was another big moment for me. So I came home, I quit the boards, the world did not fall apart, everything's going to be fine, the community will be better than ever. And Dawn and I can focus on ourselves, our health, and where we place the limited amount of energy that we now have in our life on things that will get him retired and us to a point where we can live off my writing and be comfortable and happy. So that's where we're at. And it's just kind of incredible how it all kind of really falls in place when you open yourself up to it. When you make the declaration, this is my season of leveling up, you will find opportunities to level up every single place you look, everywhere you look. And letting go of some things that you feel responsible for or are your obligations. Sometimes we hold ourselves back. I certainly did. If I hadn't listened to Kate Pickford talk about the thing that her family or whoever in her life had told her, it would not have resonated with what I'd been told, and realized that I was overcompensating for not being enough by taking care of everybody around me. Take even so much as the other, 7,000 people who live in my little community. I can't possibly be responsible for all of them, but I was. So don't be me. Be better than me, or be like me. Don't be the old me. Be the new me. Let go of the things that aren't feeding your soul and helping you reach your goals and dreams. Let them go. Now, if you like painting and you never plan on selling a painting, but that really feeds your soul, paint. Do the thing that feeds your soul. that to me is just as valuable as anything monetarily. There is something to be said for emotional and mental health, just like physical health, just like financial health. All of those things are important. Sometimes one takes precedent over others, and that's okay, as long as one of them doesn't always stay on the top, right? So that's it. Sometimes, babes, you got to let some stuff go to make room for the next big thing. And as always, thank you for joining me. I hope that you will go and check out Lawyer and Lace. It is on the Amazon store, and I am actually in the process of uploading it to Apple, Barnes and Noble's, Google Play, Kobo, and a whole host of other stores. And of course, it's already on Amazon. So if you get a chance, it's my own very first Christmas book. I'd love for you to go read it. I'd love the feedback. If you like it, leave me a review on Amazon. If you didn't, shoot me an email, twellsbrown@gmail.com. Let me know what was the problem. I'm always interested in hearing feedback. And if you're interested, I am opening up my inner circle. I am looking for ARC readers and beta readers and street team who will help me on my journey to leveling up my writing career. And as always, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Stay safe, stay sane, and I'll see you soon. Hey ladies, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a big favor. Go subscribe, share this with your friends, and leave a review. It helps so much getting the podcast sponsors and guests that everybody will enjoy. Thank you so much again, and I'm honored that you joined us. Have a blessed day.